straight from you, dear Lord God. We thank you for the prayer that you spoke through Ambrosia earlier, dear Lord God, that this is a place of healing, dear Lord God. And Father, we stand on that. We're not deterred from that, Father. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the fact that it is alive. It's a living thing, according to Hebrews 4:12. It will not return to you void, according to Isaiah 55. And I thank you this morning for giving me the tongue of the learned, that I may speak a word in season to them that are weary. That my teaching and preaching is not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but it is in demonstration and manifestation of your spirit and of power. Father, I promise to give you alone all the praise, you alone all the glory for what will take place, the transformation that will take place in the lives of the hearers, in Jesus' name. Let all who agree with that say,
amen.
Amen, amen. So we're going to pick this up. This is part two of Forward. Say Forward.
Forward.
And we're talking about heaven, okay? Just so we're on our way to heaven. Now, our scripture text today is Isaiah 43, verse 1 and 2. On your handout, okay, follow along with me, please. And if you got your device or your Bible, turn to Isaiah 43, verse 1 and 2. Strongly encourage you guys to take notes somehow, highlight, mark up, whatever you got to do. I want this to get off the page, off the screen, and into your hearts. It's very important because, trust me, it's important. The thing that my wife and I face with now is because we have an understanding of this passage I'm going to give you right here. Not that we're the sum total of Christianity and we're all that supernaturally, spiritually mature and all that good stuff, but I'm going to tell you something. If I didn't know this, I probably would be a third, maybe even 25% of where I am right now, okay? Verse 1, but now, O Jacob, listen to the Lord who created you. O Israel, the one who formed you says, do not be afraid, for I have ransomed you. Meaning, I've rescued you, I paid the price, okay, to have you, okay? If you've been kidnapped, you want somebody to pay the ransom, amen? Okay, I have called you by name. He knows me, knows the very hairs on my head. He's called me by name. You are mine. I am his. I rest in that, okay? I don't have to get my identity from anywhere else. They never have Black History Month again. I don't care. I'm his. Okay, verse 2. When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Hallelujah. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you. Now, here's our problem. When we're going through this, it really shifts us in a way that it shouldn't.
Yeah.
Now, I want to make a statement to you. Never allow what you're going through to get inside of you. Never allow what you're going through to get inside of you. Never allow what you're going through to get inside of you. Let's look at this passage again, 43, verse 1 through 2. He says here, verse 1, but now, O Jacob. Now, you remember, now he's talking to the nation of Israel, but also, too, I need you to see a little deeper in this, all right? Because now Jacob, you remember that was Abraham? Abraham had a son named Isaac had a son named. Okay, now Jacob, you know, he was a little trickster. The boy needed some work. Now, I'm not mad at him because he came up in a very dysfunctional family. And many of us are just a product of that family we grew up in, okay? But, you know, you don't have to stay dysfunctional just because you were born in dysfunctionality, okay? Now, here's the thing, too. I learned this a long time ago. I've never asked anybody to leave this church. One of the ways I get them people out of here is if you create a functional environment, dysfunctional people will automatically remove themselves. They don't like it when everything's in order. They need some chaos and confusion. And I ain't having it up in here. I'm 56 years old. I ain't got time for no mess. Had enough. Now, this was Jacob and how he grew up. Now, you remember, too, he began to wrestle with God, okay? He began to wrestle with God, and he got a name change. He went from being Jacob to Israel. Now, look back at this passage. But now, O Jacob, listen to the Lord who created. Say created.
Created.
He created Jacob. Watch this. O Israel, the one who formed you. See, a lot of us have been created, but we haven't allowed the Lord to form us yet. That's why you're still carrying that Jacob nature. And you need to be moving on and becoming Israel.
Yeah.
Got it? Yeah, you're born again, spirit-filled, but you're still acting like Jacob. It's time to move from Jacob to Israel. Now, he formed you. Often he's forming you. You get in resistance because the clay is looking at the potter like, you don't know what you're doing. This ain't fair. You shouldn't do it this way. This ain't right. How comes evil in the world? How could you make sickness? How you allow the enemy? Stop asking questions and start being obedient. You're not as smart as you think you are. It's just an IQ test. And because you rank higher than everybody else, it doesn't mean you can touch God.
Yes. Come on.
as high as your IQ is, please show me your planets. Please show me something you created. Please show me your stars. Show me your solar system. That's not a criticism. It's just you need to humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and he will exalt you. You think because you got that diploma, you all that in a bag of chips. Just because you got some student loans, you celebrate it. Well, good. I'm happy. I'm all about education. But I'm going to tell you something. You got to go from being Jacob to Israel. You got your diploma, but you still Jacob. You got your job, but you still Jacob. You got your six figures, you still Jacob. You got your six bedroom, you still Jacob. You flew first class to Paris, but you still Jacob.
Preach, preach. Yes, sir.
It's time to move. It's time to move. It's time to step away from the familiarity. You're comfortable. I get it. You feel good in your circles. You all that. You're the star in your family. Hallelujah. That's good. But you need to come on the other side and let him form you. Stop being in a resistance to what he wants to do to you. Because one day you're going to stand before him. Now, you're going to stand before him as Jacob, or you're going to stand before him as Israel. You've got to decide. Decide now. I don't know when I'm going to take my last breath. But when I do and I open my eyes and I'm standing before him, I want to hear good and well done, my faithful servant. The only way I'm going to hear that is if I've taken a gift, talents, time, opportunity, relationships, and I've multiplied them. I've increased them. Took my five, turned it into 10. My two is now 4. Then I will hear those words. I can't go up there and say, well, my daddy said this. My mama didn't do this. I can't blame anybody. But they didn't want to give at the church, Pastor. They didn't understand missions. I mean, Lord, no, I can't go with that. I can't go before him with that. I can't blame Jackie and what she did or didn't do. No. I got to move from being Jacob to Israel. 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 He's forming you. He's forming you. Now watch this. He says, don't be afraid. You know what we fear is losing something. You're going to lose status. You're going to lose some stuff. The beautiful thing about stuff, they always make it more stuff. Have you noticed that? There's always more and more stuff. And the newer stuff looks better than the older stuff. I remember when Lexus first came out, I wanted one so badly. I see that old Lexus now, and it's like, seriously, I wanted that? Think about it. There was times that, hey, there are people you thought you couldn't live without. And you see them now. Oh, you see them now. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. He says, do not be afraid, for I have ransomed you. I have called you by name. He knows my name. He knows my name. One day I was having a moment, and I was in school of ministry, and I'm down there in Cottonwood where I was going to school of ministry, and I was having a day. I was having a week. I was having something was wrong with me. And I don't remember exactly what it was, but we had to do outreach, and we had to do, you know, as part of our career. Yeah, that's right. You were there. Okay, and so we had to, you know, it was part of the requirement. And so I'm out doing this outreach, and they got some people from Cottonwood. They're the happiest people on the planet. They just walk around happy, just loving Jesus, and just happy. And I wasn't in a happy mood. And a young man walked past me and says, what is your name? And I said, Tony. He said, do you know that means priceless? And he kept walking. So I went and looked it up. I get it all the way back to the original Latin and Greek, and all the way etymology, get back to the root of it. You know what it means? Priceless. And my last name, Dunn, you know what it means? Captain. Leader. He knows my name. So I'm going to step into that. Oh, Jesus. I was watching Hope of Christ Church this morning. They did something on Facebook, and well, it was late last night. It was morning their time. I think it was about midnight. I'm watching their service. 6,000 members. That's our church. And the reason is, well, how can churches you oversee be bigger than the churches you pastor right here? I don't know, but I'm a priceless leader.
Come on. Hey.
Yes. I stopped trying to figure it out. Just step into it. Well, nobody in your family ever did it. So what? A pioneer. Be the first, whatever. He will never leave me nor forsake me. I'm not going to go before him being Jacob. I'm going before him being Israel. Now, the problem is we begin to lose it. Next verse. Watch this. This is where we begin to lose it. When you go through. Now, I need you to notice something. When. Not if. When. When. So what did Pastor Brian do? Is he in sin? I don't think so. When did Pastor Tony and First Lady Jackie, did they open up the door? I don't think so. Stuff happens.
Yes, it does.
That's why we praying, pressing in. Lord, show us what's going on. If I'd have given place somewhere, I need to repent. I'm going to tell you something about me. I will repent quicker. You will be amazed. I'll make your head spin how quick I repent. I would say I'm sorry so fast because I don't need to be right. I don't need to be heard. I don't need to be looked upon. I don't need to be celebrated. I need to be in line with the will of God. So now when you go through, when you go through what? But notice something. When you go through. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Yeah. I'm walking through. Keep moving. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no. I got momentum. I'm going forward.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
When you go through, watch this. I will be with you. He's with me. He's with me. Sometimes you look at him like, well, where were you? He was there. You still here, aren't you? You have no idea what he protected you from. No idea what he saved you from. I will be with you. Watch this. When you go, there it is again. When you go through. That first time it was deep waters. Now it's rivers of what? But how else? You've been created, but now how else are you going to be formed? See, many of you guys believe in God for something. I want to do this. I want to have this. I think this is what I want to get. Father, this is the desire of my heart. And we confess and we name, we claim, we decree and we declare and we bless and we do all that kind of stuff. We know to conjure it all up. But we don't even have the capacity to manage ourselves or that environment that we're going to. Because you're struggling right now where you are. Asking for God something bigger. You can't handle a boyfriend. How are you going to get a husband? No, real talking. That's not a question. I need you to really think about it for a moment. You show up at a job. They don't know what they're doing. They created the company. Where's yours? People crack me up. A lady told me 2 weeks ago, as a pastor, you should have. Where's your church? In fact, if I'm doing my math right, this is about the fifth one you've been in the last 7 years. You should. See, that's what I'm talking about. Humble yourself. I always say ask questions. You know, ask God where you're working, what you're doing, what's going on here. You go in with your wisdom, loving self. Walk in there. Don't know. Let me keep going. When you go through the rivers of difficulty, you're not going to drown. Now, you might take on some water. You ain't going to drown. Next one, please. When you walk through, say walk through.
Walk through.
I'm walking through the fire of what? Oppression. It's going to get hot sometimes. It's going to get hot. But you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you. Proof of that, you're still here. I hit me yesterday. I left the hospital, stopped by Subway, got me a sandwich, and I'm on my way home. And it just came out the blue. I've been living in this city for 12 years. As long as I've ever lived anywhere in my entire life. And God told us, move to Corona. I didn't even know anybody. I'm like, who lives in, what are we going to do in Corona? Corona. Corona? House ain't that nice. Corona? This has been the most challenging period of my entire life. We've had faced more challenges. Beginning in 2007, not only the economy, relationships, I got sued. Somebody in my life group sued me. In my life group. Sued me because what some other life group member did.
Oh my God.
And I talked to lawyers, and the lawyer says it's legal. It's legal? What kind of laws? But I'm going to tell you something. There was a number of parties involved. You know the only one still standing? Only one. Only one. Only one. People got locked up, went to jail. People lost houses. Marriages broke up. So when you're going through I ain't losing. My lawyer said to me, it's like, you got a halo on your head. What do you not? No, because you know what? You know, I ain't afraid. Everybody else ain't scared of losing something. They going to keep building houses. Well, Tony, if you know if they win, they can take your house. Take it! It wasn't my idea anyway.
All right. There it is.
Seriously. You have to be afraid. You ain't going to sue me. I'm not going out like that. I'm not going out like that. Next slide, please. No, that's it, right? Okay, on your hand out. I just want you to make sure that what you go through doesn't get inside of you. It doesn't. You got to be like the Hebrew boys that went through the fiery furnace. The Bible says they came out, they didn't even smell like smoke. But see, some of you, y'all stink. I can tell you've been through some funky stuff. And that's no criticism because you're still carrying it. Cast your burdens upon the Lord and he will sustain you. You don't have to carry that. You don't even have to identify with it. A dope child of an alcoholic. That's what they told me I am. I'm a child of the Most High God. Tony, you got abandonment? Fear of abandonment. Oh, yeah. He'll never leave me nor forsake me. Oh, the rest of y'all might leave, but he ain't leaving me.
That's right.
Quiet as a kept. I hope not. I don't believe she will, but Jackie might leave me too. No, she ain't. No, I ain't letting that happen. No, I'm keeping her. I'm keeping her. I'm keeping her. Hallelujah. See, the Bible says the Lord had know what you have need of before you pray. He knew I would need Jackie. So early on, it was kind of weird there. But right now today, I don't know one better.
Yeah.
No one better. On your hand out. Let's go. Let's go. Turn your hand out over, please. Matthew 7. Let's look at this, okay? Now, here's the thing about when you're going through. Sometimes you pick up stuff. And I don't want you to pick up stuff as you're going through. You got to keep your eyes on the prize. The prize is heaven. You got to make a decision today, okay? The thing is that when we're going through, some of us, we get so frustrated. We get so offended. We give up. We give in. We give out. We just let it go. You cannot get weary in well-doing. For in due season, you will reap if you faint not. You got to think, what is making me faint? And what makes me get tired is that when things are not going like I think they should. Give me an example. So when they took the ventilator tube out of, and I got your text. When they took the tube out of Brian, okay, and then, you know, they got to test him first, make sure he can breathe on his own, and you guys in nursing know all that, okay? Now, here's the thing. He hadn't eaten in, I think, 3 days. So you can't eat right away because you got to learn to swallow again. Swallow wrong. You're going to have mold problems because it's going to go in your lungs. Now, all of a sudden, it's going to get crazy.
Yes, yes.
So it's like you can't eat. And then by the time, you got to wait for the speech therapist to come. All right, so the speech therapist, that whole team are going home. It's like 8 o'clock at night. And they tell him, Brian, you can't eat. He's talking like that. And everybody's clear. So like 3 nurses came in. Finally, the head nurse came in. Eunice from Kenya came in. Eunice got a big fro, too. You can tell Eunice don't play. I don't know what she said. She leaned over to Brian. That's the last time he asked for something to eat, though, okay? I'm just playing. But we're talking about going through and not quitting. Now, here's the thing. So Brian couldn't eat until the next morning. And I know he hadn't been 3 days, but I tell you what. If somebody said, Brian, watch this, Brian, and he was bothered. And you know Brian is easygoing. He was a little agitated, okay? You see, Brian agitated is serious. But here's my point. If someone had said, Brian, if you just don't eat until tomorrow morning, we would buy you and Ebony a brand new 5-bedroom house. We would pay off all your student loans. We would give you $200,000 in a bank, and you can vacation in Spain where Ebony wants to go next year. Brian would be like, cool. You will be amazed how you can suck it up when there's a prize on the other side. You'll be amazed. I don't know if I can raise $3,000 for a missions trip if I told you the same thing. We'll buy you a brand new house, okay? We'll send you to Paris or wherever it is you want to go for $3,000. All you got to do is just raise the $3,000 in 2 weeks.
Right.
You would talk to everybody. Oh, but you'll raise it for a house, but you can't raise it to go and be obedient to the word of God. Where he says, go into all the world, preach the gospel, and make disciples. Now, so here's the thing. Now, if you ain't called to go on missions, it's cool. Don't go with me if you ain't called because I will send you home. But let me keep going. Seriously. And if you ain't called to go, you call it sin.
That's right.
Here's the thing. You need that prize. Amen. On the other side that will get you through. So one of the things I do is I keep my eyes focused on Jesus.
Yeah.
Y'all think I'm playing when I say, I know I'm going to stand before him. Say, I'm already saved. Amen. But what is he going to say to me?
Right.
And see, what he says to me at the end of my life is more important than what y'all think of me now. Settle in. Some of you are so worried about everybody else. Now, let's read this verse, and you're going to see why it's important to let stuff go. Matthew 7, verses 13 through 14. This is Jesus speaking, our Lord. He says this: you can enter God's kingdom only, say only, through the narrow gate. Settle in. Only through the narrow gate. The highway to hell is broad, and its gate is wide for the many who choose that way. See, the problem is you're trying to take all your stuff that you picked up going through your challenges and your new attitude, your new way of thinking. I'm going to protect myself. Ain't nobody going to ever hurt me again. The next person that, you know, when you got, you know what? Yeah. It's going to keep you off the narrow path, and you're not going to allow you into that narrow gate. You can't go in carrying all that luggage. Verse 14. But the gateway to life is very narrow. Not narrow. Very narrow. And the road is but I can do all things through Christ Jesus who and only a few ever find it. Only a few. Let's do some math. We're talking about the many and the few. The many and the few. Many and a few. Kev, can you come here for a second? Starfire, can you come here for a second? Come on. Rod, can you come here for a second, please? Okay. Can you guys come over here? I better have a sister. Celeste, you want to come over and join us, please? Y'all going to think, the only man going to heaven? No. Now, and I'm speaking generally, okay? Generally, okay? 80-20 rule. Is that few and many? I would say that's about the beginning of it. But being the cautious man that I am, I think it might be 90-10. I ought to be in the 10. So all the front row right here, all the ministers, y'all stand up there with them, please. Delisa, yeah, you guys all stand up. Come on, come stand up. Okay, okay, that's fine. You can stay there. Okay, cool. You got your stuff. No, okay, okay, cool. Now, it's few of them and a lot of y'all. Where y'all fit in? You sure? If you were in court, is there enough evidence to convict you so you can be over there? How do you know you belong over there? Based on what? On what? No, now don't just look within right now. Don't look at your spouses. No, look at you. How do you know you're gonna make it in? Because I said that prayer, but are you living that life? Jesus said this: how do you call me Lord, Lord, and then don't do the things I say? So you ain't married. Who did you sleep with last week? No, today is that day. All the married people laughing. Let's talk about y'all. Who here is withholding? Well, what the Bible say? Unless you come together. Oh, see, problem is you don't know, but I'm gonna tell you today. Unless, here's the thing, I need you to see this. Unless you both consent, otherwise you're gonna get placed in enemy. Well, Pastor, you don't know how hard it is. That's why you can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens you. Now, that you okay, right now the assumption is females, but I know some males. You won't. But then you go pick up a magazine. You got 9 times the testosterone that she has. And you trying to play like you ain't interested? How you call me Lord, Lord, and then don't do the things that I say? I need to be real. Heaven is real. And see, the thing is that you are prizing, and hear me, you're prizing your difficulty right now over your destiny. You can tell what I believe by watching how I behave. Watch how I behave. Just watch how I behave. And so I just made a decision. You say, well, you should. You're the pastor. No, I made this decision before I became a pastor. Now, I ain't wait till I get called. Now I got to live right now. I was living right before this. This ain't new. This, you know, something ain't even a struggle. I just made my mind up. Just ain't going to do it. And you think, I can't live without it. Yeah, you can't. You'll be amazed at what you can live without. You'll be amazed what you can live without. And who you can live without. Now, here's part two to this. Let me ask you this. Let's say all y'all up here. Hallelujah. That's what I'm believing God for, okay? But then how many of your friends are up here?
All right.
How many of your friends are going straight to hell? Going to hell. They going to hell. Because of what? Oh, well, you know, we just kick it like that over. No. What about their eternal life? Who have you shared? Who have you, and okay, you say, well, Pastor, I don't know how to share. Hey, who have you just invited to church? You standing in the grocery store line talking about how bad you don't like Trump and his wall? Talking about whoever, somebody in Virginia would put on blackface or something. I don't know, and I'm being kind of out the loop. You talking about, you know, the Democrats, Republicans. You talking about the rainy weather. You can be talking about anything. What's your favorite TV show? Girl, have you seen Empire? Why can't you tell them about church? Because the value is just not there. You got to love people and care about people and their eternal destiny. Where will your friends end up? And some of them, truthfully, they just don't know. So why don't you tell them? Let them know. Give them a hand, please. You can take a seat. On your handout, let's wrap this up. We go through to get to. 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 Oh, you know, I know it's something. Just stop. Wait. Come back. Rewind for a second. Okay, here's the thing. Your wife is probably struggling connecting with you. You know what I'm talking about, okay, adults? Because of your behavior. So now you're making it hard for her. So why don't you do what you're supposed to do? And so it'll help her to line up. Take your responsibility in that. It ain't all on him. I'm sorry, it ain't all on her. But, you know, go home. You see, y'all go home and say, well, Pastor said, you know, hey. No. She probably got the way she is because you didn't do the things you're supposed to do. So the scripture says you got to wash her with the water of the word. You got to speak the word over her and cleanse her.
Yes.
Christ is coming back for a bride without spot or blemish. That's the church, okay? So then if your wife got spots and blemishes, you need to wash her.
Wow.
So you break out the nice soap, the good smelling soap, hallelujah, and begin to cleanse her. And that's by confessing the word and then being obedient, amen?
Amen.
All right, now let's jump on this. Okay, all right. Because see, I'm going to get some calls later on. No. Everybody do what it's supposed to do, and it'll be all right. Okay. So we got so many problems we do now. Jesus and the disciples, they got boat in their water. Now, if Jesus is in a boat, and he told the disciples, let's go to the other side. Get in the boat, got in the boat, go on the other side. A storm came, and the water got in the boat. But notice, if we Christ-like, Jesus was asleep. Now, the disciples begin to freak out. He says, don't you care we're perishing? He's like, wait, where's your faith? And in fact, if you read it in Greek, it says, why are you so timid? He's so timid. That means you backing down. Why are you backing down? Why are you backing down? You know, we grew up in Compton. You don't back down from nobody.
That's right.
Nobody.
Little
yeah. You look at little me. Why? Tony fighting everybody because we don't back down.
Right.
So if I can do that in the streets, how come I can't do that in the spirit?
Right.
I thought great is he that's in me, that's he that's in the world. And if God before me, who can be against me? So why are you punking out? Peter had an execution date.
Yeah.
Book of Acts. He's in jail. Everybody praying, had an execution date. You know what? Peter was asleep.
Yeah.
He was asleep. Yeah. Surrounded by the guards, shocking everything. He knocking out some Z's. Supposed to go for the kingdom the next day. Why wasn't he worried? Because Jesus told him before Jesus left, said, you're going to be old when you die. Peter's sleep is like, I ain't old and ain't my time. Something's going to happen between now and dawn. I'm about to get set free. I don't have to worry about it. I didn't cast my cares. I'm about to go to sleep. See ya. That's one of the reasons. And see, I know some people don't believe in the prophetic. You need to hear from God. You need a word in season. Paul and Silas in a Philippian jail. They locked up. What are they doing? They're singing praises. And you got to remember something, too, about that. It was the Spirit of God that led them there.
Right.
The Spirit, remember, they were trying to go to Bithynia. They were trying to go to Asia. They kept being prevented. And all of a sudden, a man in Macedonia said, yo, man, we need some help over here. Come help a brother out. And they came over to Philippi. They get over to Philippi, and then guess what happened? They get locked up. I told you, you go through the two. Now, here's the thing about Paul and locked up in jail, okay? Them same jailers, that became the first church in Philippi. And then later on, he's on a mission field. Guess who were the first church that gave him money? The Philippians. So, see, God will turn your situation around. You trying to rebuke everything. He's trying to get you something. So you go through the jail to get to your destiny. It didn't come to stay. Brothers, sisters, believe me, believe me, believe me. Gird yourself up. So God said to Job, gird yourself up like a man. See, y'all don't know God was urban, huh? God got a little South Central in him. Gird yourself up like a man. We're going to have to fight the good fight of faith. Our last question, who's going to be in heaven because of you? Are you so inundated with all the stuff you're going through that you don't have the capacity, the emotional capacity to care about others? You're going through the fire. It ain't going to burn you. So I'm going to challenge you. Change your thinking. Change your perception. Let's be about our Father's business. I'm sorry your childhood was jacked up. I'm sorry you were kicked to the curb. I am so sorry that happened. But when are you going to move from being Jacob to Israel? When are you going to move from being created to being formed? Bow your heads, please. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that we are a group, Heavenly Father, a group of believers here that we're going to go through the deep waters, dear Lord God. We're going to go through the rivers.